This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, the founder and former pastor at South Lakes Gateway Church is now under criminal indictment in a child molestation case.
Reverend Robert Morris stepped down from his position last year after a woman went public with her accusations.
She says she was just 12 at the time. More than 40 years have elapsed, and NBC5's Larry Collins says that could complicate the prosecutor's job.
The criminal defense attorney, who is not associated with this case, was able to give us some insight in trying a decades-old case and why that could be challenging.
Memories fade. Witnesses move away. They possibly die. Evidence is lost. It degrades. It's destroyed. And so that, in general, makes any case more difficult the longer it goes on.
Gateway Church released a statement saying they are, quote, grateful for the work of the justice system in holding abusers accountable for their actions. They went on to say they are praying for that alleged victim and for the members and staff of Gateway Church.
The NFL's free agent signings began yesterday afternoon, and right out of the gate, the Dallas Cowboys lose a couple key pieces.
And Lawrence still playing at an incredibly high level. He's done it for
11 seasons. Tank Lawrence has held down one of the defensive end positions for Dallas, but now he'll be doing his work in the Pacific Northwest, where he will be reunited with former Cowboys defensive line coach Adam Dirty, who's now the Seahawks defensive coordinator. Lawrence takes with him 450 tackles and 61.5 sacks. On the other side of the ball, the Cowboys need a new lead running back because Rico Dowdle has inked a one-year deal with the Panthers after gaining 1,000 yards on 235 carries for Dallas last year. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
There were some moves to strengthen the defense for the Cowboys, though, yesterday, bringing in two former first-round picks, the team acquiring cornerback Kaiir Elam from the Buffalo Bills and linebacker Kenneth Murray from the Tennessee Titans. The Cowboys made some late-round pick swaps to acquire the two players.
What started out as a dog-biting case turned into something a whole lot bigger for Watauga police.
Police got a call from a man who had been bitten by a dog at his home and made a shocking discovery. 47 Rottweilers, three terriers, and one cat being held in dangerously unsanitary conditions. Upon further investigation, they found three dead dogs on the property. Many of the surviving animals were in terrible shape and required emergency medical attention. Because of the scale of the operation, several other agencies had to be brought in. The Watauga police began an investigation of animal cruelty. No charges have been filed yet, but are expected. From the 24-hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Texas kids should be healthier and safer in school thanks to a series of bills overwhelmingly passed by the Texas Senate. Senator Lois Kolkhorst's bill mandates 5 days of physical education per week in public schools, nutrition education in high school and colleges, and more accurate food labels.
It simply says if you have any of these ingredients that are banned in all these other countries, you just have to say that you do.
State Senator Brian Hughes authored another bill that deals with school lunches.
If an ingredient is linked to severe harm in human health, it's unnecessary, and alternative foods are available, state law will prohibit that from being served.
And yet another Senate bill would float $500 million for school safety.
All right, what would you do in this situation? A member of Oregon's Health Authority, the OHA, or this is the state of Oregon, the Health Authority on the Best Practices and Policies in Mental Health, one of the members there identifies as a turtle during a state panel meeting. J.D. Holt announced that they use they, them, turtle for preferred pronouns. According to a website that documents the ever-growing list of non-binary genders, the website is called Gender Wiki, they report that turtle gender is sometimes referred to as tortoise gender, is a xenogender identity in which one feels a gendered connection to turtles. One may feel their gender is replaced by a turtle, or that their gender is best described with the use of turtles, according to the site Xenogender and Gender Wiki. 7-Eleven, what do you think? Would you, if you're at this meeting, would you call them?
I think you just sprained my brain.
Would you identify them as a turtle? Yes, the turtle in the corner.
If they want to be identified as a turtle,
I will be respectful to anybody that wants to be identified as a turtle.
Yes, but
for those of us that don't identify that way, it's getting harder and harder to be courteous to people because there are so many genders from which to choose, so many pronouns. Turtle never would have crossed my mind that someone would go by turtle.
I don't want to be shellfish about it.
Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Lee Zeldin outlines plans for a rollback of some regulations.
Today, the Green New Scam ends as the EPA does its part to usher in the golden age of American success. Our actions will lower the cost of living by making it more affordable to purchase a car, heat your home, and operate a business. Jobs will be created.
Some of the rules and regulations he's targeting include emissions standards for vehicles, pollution limits from power plants, and the scientific basis for addressing climate change.
News Radio 1080 KRLD. We are the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning, all. We saw a stock market that was looking to put it at a bottom yesterday. We actually saw the NASDAQ turn around. There was a little bit of bargain hunting going there. The Dow was back and forth and back and forth all day long. Finally closed a little bit lower. The S&P average had a modest loss. But it sure looks like they're groping for an excuse, you know, some reason to go out and do some bargain hunting. And there are some bargains. I mean, we've seen some of these stocks, especially small stocks, we've seen some of them pull back 30% from their highs. Now, as we sit, the Dow Industrials average is down a little over 1,400 points for the week, down 3.4%. NASDAQ's down 3%. The S&P average is down 2.9%. And if we open right now, which we don't, but we'd be lower across the board. The Dow had rallied early on, and now we look down, and last I saw was about 100 points or so. The S&P average looks down about the same. The S&P down 20. We do get some more signs today about the state of the economy. The producer price index comes out shortly. That's wholesale inflation and also jobless claims, which have been pretty darn low. The inflation numbers, I think, well, yesterday we had a very pleasant surprise. The numbers were below expectations. But also, we really haven't had time to see the impact of tariffs or, you know, stockpiling in advance of the tariffs. And that's one of the big issues that's still looming out there. And, of course, underlying that is the fear of a global trade war. And who are the casualties? You know, do foreigners come and visit Disney World anymore? Or, for that matter, Disney Paris? And will they fly American Airlines? And what are the retaliations? Ukraine ceasefire, that might happen. That's looming out there. We've got this showdown in Congress right now. Chuck Schumer trying to play hardball in the Senate on a continuing resolution that would keep the government running, so we'll be watching that. And, of course, like I say, the inflation numbers. Meanwhile, we heard some conflicting news from some retailers today. American Eagle, the latest to come out and say, yeah, they had a good quarter, the fourth quarter, but the customer's really pulling back. But Dollar General is trading higher today. Dollar General same-store sales beat. The results were mixed. In fact, they lost. They came in with earnings that were below expectations. But they said while there are fewer people shopping, they're spending more money. Right now, the price of crude's down 33 cents. Gold's up $5. Interest rates a little bit higher. Stocks look a little lower across the board on the opening. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Collin County judge has sentenced a convicted predator after a series of assaults on women.
27-year-old Tyler Wakefield was followed by law enforcement after a victim in a Plano apartment complex captured a picture of his license plate. Two detectives say they watched as the suspect followed a female jogger only to stop him before he closed in. He was accused of several physical and sexual assaults against women, including one incident where he was accused of ramming a woman's car twice while her child was inside and then chased her until police caught up to him. Judge Kim Lassiter sentenced Wakefield to 15 years in prison. District Attorney Greg Willis credits outstanding police work that resulted in the suspect's arrest and conviction. From the 24-hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A U.S. Senate committee is discussing ways to lower housing costs. Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren wants to leverage federal funding to build nearly 3 million new homes or apartments nationwide. But Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson says that's a bad idea.
I strongly believe that the most effective thing Congress can do to make housing more affordable for everyday Americans is not to create yet another federal program that pours millions of taxpayer dollars into subsidizing the already robust demand side of the housing equation.
He testified before the Senate Banking Committee along with several other big city mayors. Mayor Johnson says homelessness should be treated as a public health issue and not a housing supply issue.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.